Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
It's 29 minutes to 8. You are on your favourite radio station, Joy 94.9, listening to Generation Next. And joining us in the studios is Dylan, Kat and Nelson.
Hey, guys.
Hey. And we love hearing from you. So make sure you hit us up on 0427-JOY-949. You can shoot us an email as well on onair@joy.org.au. Now, one of the pieces premiering in Australia is based on LA's street and skateboarding culture. In particular, the documentary in 2001, Dogtown and Z-Boy. And joining us in the Gen Next studios is, of course, the director behind the Diavolo Dance Theatre, LA's acrobatic dance troupe with a unique youth focus, Jax. Welcome.
Eh bien, bonjour, mesdames, mesdemoiselles, monsieur, bonjour.
Thank you so much, Jenna, for having me.
No problem. Melbourne, get cultured. Now, you have a bit of royal fashion blood running through those veins of yours. Now, rumour has it that you are one of the descendants of the creator of the bikini.
That's correct.
Oh,
actually,
my God.
Yes, it is correct. It is actually my grandfather,
no,
who is the first man
does
who invented...
Does he wear one?
I don't think if he did. It was the smallest bathing suit, and it used to be called Atom because it was the smaller particle, and so he showed the belly button. Maybe he tried it behind doors. I'm sure he was very sexy.
You must get lots of free samples of them. That would be great.
But you know, I have to tell you, when I was in school in Paris, you know, I got kicked out of many different schools, six different schools, so I had bad grades. So I was giving a special scarf and special dresses to my teachers. Not dancing, but to my teachers, so I could pass to the next class. So that was fantastic.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that was very, very valuable.
Nice bit of bribery. That always works.
It works a little bit. Yes, it does.
Hey, okay, we got some more questions. We would like to know, how do you get the creative process flowing when you're initiating a new project?
When I'm thinking of a new project, how do I do? You know, I tell you, I love in another life, in a different life, I wish I could be an architect. I know nothing about architecture, but I love architecture, and that's my inspiration. So I love two things, love for movement, human movement, and the love for architecture, and that's the two mix in Diavolo. So I think of when I walk in the street in many different cities and country, wherever I go and travel, I watch people walking in the street, and that's sometimes where I get inspiration. So actually, there's a great inspiration. The sculpture outside the art center, I don't know if people know, you know, those kind of waves, you know, those big sculpture, those big...
Yes,
know, suddenly I'm looking at those going, that would be an amazing thing to actually coming out, out of the ground and dancers coming out with it like a giant waves. So I get ideas just by watching my surroundings. And so I have 10 dancers and they all create all the choreography of the pieces. And so that's how the piece come about a little bit.
It's so involved.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
How would you turn those waves into movement?
I'll tell you, first of all, I will build a giant stage, maybe like a 15 feet high. So all those structure waves will be underneath. So the audience will see nothing. And then suddenly those surface, those waves, electronically engineering will come out of the stage. And maybe the piece could be called Beneath the Surface. And that will be the themes.
You're a creative genius.
No, I know. I'll tell you, I'm from Paris, Texas. I'm not from Paris, France. No, but you know, that's what, you know, I love watching human interaction in the streets everywhere, seeing what's going on. The sculpture sometimes that I observe give me ideas. And seeing the relation and interaction between the human motion and architectural environment is very fascinating. Right. And so that's what the work is about.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. So without giving too much away, How does the Diavolo Dance Theatre bring a unique youth focus to the stage?
Youth?
Yeah, youth into the stage. How do you?
Well, first of all, the work itself is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. It's, I would call it hip. It's different. One of the pieces that we do is Transit Space. The theme is about feeling lost, feeling wanting to have a sense of purpose in life, wanting to have a community and a family. So it's following one character that suddenly is connecting with a group of people around him because he needs to have a sense of community and family. And the backdrop is these skateboard cultures. And so that has this kind of a use and very energetic, and also the music is very rock and roll-esque, so that's one aspect. Also, and you know, it's the work is very visual, very visceral, very organic, and there's a lot of meaning and themes behind it about destiny and destination and danger and survival. And at the end of the day, besides being visually and visceral, it's fun, and art should be also fun. It cannot just be very analytic and intellectual, and so, you know, it has to be fun for everybody to enjoy it a little bit.
Yes.
You want to bring people in the theater and looking at the experience and say, that was different. That was fun. I didn't know what it was about automatically, but I enjoyed it. That's great, you know, phew.
Wow, that's awesome. And you answered the next question without even knowing. I think that you are a genius. Now, because I was going to ask, what can you tell us about Transit Space? But you did that quite well. We don't need to recap on that.
No, but I could say it in Chinese. No, that's not Chinese. I'll continue in Spanish. Bueno, es muy importante que nuestro trabajo que diablo es muy fuerza de la pasión de baile.
You're going to have such
so multi-talented. Talented.
Yeah, it's going to be such Fabulous. A varied audience base now. It's going to be fantastic.
Where is the production for Transit Space being held?
You mean where do we tour? Or
where are you holding it in Melbourne?
In Melbourne, we are actually performing at the Arts Centre. And it's going to be, we have 6 shows. So everybody should come because it's a different kind of work and a work that is appealing for everybody who loves art, who loves movement, who loves architecture, who loves, you know, so something a little different. So they should absolutely come.
Great.
Awesome.
Where can you buy tickets?
Where can you buy tickets?
Artcentermelbourne.com.au. Opening on Wednesday.
Yes, everyone.
Behind me is the presenter who is feeding me the lines, who is here and presenting wonderful work. And so you need to buy tickets.
Yeah.
Please buy your tickets.
And we'll chuck the links up onto the Generation Next Facebook page and Twitter. But Jax, thank you so much for coming in and chilling out with us on Generation Next.
Thank you so much for having me. Merci, mes amis.
Great to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
We've got more of Generation Next coming up right after this.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.